This is Women's Voices and Women's Stories on Yin Radio, and I'm your host, Sandy Billings. Today, I have an interesting collection. We often hear from people around town and ask them one question and hear their different takes on this topic. Today's collection is around towns, many different questions, mostly in Moscow, Idaho, but around many towns in different sections of Moscow. We're going to start with an around town segment about summer, where Anna Maria Roque asked people about their ability in swimming.
In the summertime, water becomes more than a resource. It becomes a playing field for swimming, boating, rafting, kayaking, and tons of fun. All of these activities require one basic skill, swimming. I did an around town with the question, "Do you know how to swim?" And here are the answers I got.
Do you know how to swim?
No.
No?
I doggy paddle.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ever learn?
I took swimming lessons when I was in kindergarten. And I was like a swimming school dropout. I couldn't do it. So I doggy paddle now. I mean, I don't think I'll die if I put in water. I'm not going to drown. But I can float on my back and stuff. So no. Can I still learn? I don't know.
You're never too old to learn.
Never too old. Maybe. I don't know. It's never been an issue.
My mom put me in swimming lessons when I was early. I was like a little fish in water. I had a cute little pink swimsuit. And like, they have home videos of me, like jumping off the diving board and being like a little fish. Now I'm not really that into it. I mean, I know how, but I don't like go swimming for recreation.
Do you know how to swim?
I do. I started when I was 5 or 6 and kept taking swimming lessons until I was 12.
I do know how to swim. I learned when I was little, but I'm not very good at it.
Do you like it when you learned it?
Yeah. Except for the fact that I'm kind of really sensitive to chlorine, so that was entertaining.
Do you know how to swim?
No, not really.
You never learned?
Yeah, I learned, but I'm not that good at it. I could save my life, but I don't think I could do it competitively.
Do you know how to swim?
Yes, I do.
How well?
Well, let's see. When I was in third grade, I was on the swim team, Vista Diablo Dolphins in California, and that was a neighborhood, so everyone had to learn how to swim. But I was a really good swimmer at a young age, so I don't know. I can't remember learning how to swim. I've always swam, so got the bronze medal, actually.
Nice.
That's the lowest honor. Yeah, and then I was also on swim team when I moved back to Elko, Nevada. I was on swim team there, made it for a day, couldn't hack it. So yeah, I also tried out for a lifeguard.
What?
Didn't make it. But I can still swim.
When did you learn to swim?
5 or 6 years old.
Yeah? How did you learn?
Took lessons.
You like them?
Yeah.
Do you swim a lot?
I used to swim a lot. Not anymore. Not for you. Last time I was in the pool was in 2006 in California. But I don't swim a lot at W. Sierra Pullman now.
Do you know how to swim?
Yeah.
When did you learn?
I think in first grade.
Did you like swimming?
Did I like swimming? It scared me. I didn't want to put my head under water. I used to cry.
Do you swim a lot?
In the summer. Not in the pool though. I like the river.
And that's our summer segment. Let's go around town and talk to people about how do you end something that needs to be over. How do you end something that needs to be over?
Well, I'm really bad at doing that, but I think the only way to do it is to get a lot of support from friends, and you've got to work up the courage and just do it. Because if you try and gradually do it, you'll never do it, and you'll keep finding ways to keep holding on. But I think a lot of support from friends and family.
Yeah. What do you do?
Ignore it till it goes away. I worry it, and then I make a decision and do it. But it takes me a while to get around to the decision. Discomfort in the meantime. That's what I do.
Me too.
Sometimes I plan it, too. Sometimes I plan how to if it's something that's really difficult, I plan what do I need to say and what do I need to do. Because otherwise, I'm afraid I'll get stumped up in the process of actually doing it. Depends on whether it's more personal or whether it's more business.
Mm-hmm. You end something that needs to be ended. You try to sever ties peacefully. And as humanely as possible.
When I think of it, I think of the anguish I go through first before I can ever get to the point of saying, okay, gotta handle it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put it off, I procrastinate and stress about it and stay up at night worrying about it. And then just try to figure out the best way to go about it. Where it won't be as obvious, because I fear confrontation, so I hate ending things that are gonna, it's gonna be a confrontation or...
What about on the beginning side of things? What's the biggest new thing you've ever done and how did you feel about it?
Going on my first fire, probably. I was very intimidated and it was really intense. It was a night shift, first fire I was ever on was night shift, and it's pretty rare to be on night shift. It's not your normal everyday of work. It's a lot different, and it was pretty scary for me, but I felt like I'd accomplished something the next morning. I felt very, very good.
Big new thing. Like for me, it was moving to Idaho, I think, was the biggest new thing I did, and then driving across country by myself. And was not scared. Certainly was not scared.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Having Robbie. That was the biggest, most unanticipated new thing. I mean, he was anticipated.
What do you mean, how it was going to go?
Yeah. That was unanticipated.
So Robbie was planned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, the baby was planned. Robbie was not planned. Robbie was an adventure unto himself.
Were you nervous just being pregnant, or were you just comfortable
I did pregnant fine. Pregnant was good. Pregnant was great. Deliveries. was an unanticipated challenge. I mean, I knew I was going to deliver, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that was the scary part. But pregnancy was great.
I kept on kicking you in the stomach.
What's the biggest new thing you've done? And how did you feel, more excited about it or more scared about it?
The biggest new thing I've done? Well, I haven't done a lot of traveling. And so for Thanksgiving, I went and visited my grandma in Medford, Oregon. Mm-hmm. And I took the Greyhound. And I was so scared because I've always heard, like, don't sit next to some creepy guys and all these things. And so I was kind of frightened, you know, and it was like an 18-hour bus drive. But it was really neat because I met so many cool people on the bus. And, you know, like, I never got their information or anything, but it was just really enlightening. And, you know, I met this guy from Ethiopia, and I'd never met anyone like that before. And he was so interesting, and he had a lot to say. It was fun. It was a new experience.
But it was scary.
It was scary at first. Yeah. But and then on the way back, I was fine, and I met a lot of really nice people there too.
Sounds like it increased your confidence.
Yeah, it did. And then I learned not to judge people too, which is really important.
What's coming into your life that's new, either because you're cultivating it and you're welcoming it in, or just because it's coming anyway and you just got to deal with it?
Well, I guess it has to do with a lot with college. You know, I chose to go to college to get a higher education, but it's so hard to pick what you want to be. And so, like, all these new classes and stuff, and they just tell you, choose what you want to be and then do it. But I have no clue. I've never even, you know, I've never been anywhere. I've never been on an airplane. You know, how do I know what I'm going to be? And then that's why I keep changing my major. But I guess I'm not really dealing with it too well. You know, it'd be nice to take a break and, like, go travel and then come back and try and decide what you want to do. But I don't know. I guess I'm just kind of seeing what happens with all these new ways I could go in my life.
Going back to school would be a new thing that's coming back in, I guess, to my life. And that's a big thing. I'm really, really focused on that right now, and I want to stay focused on it. I don't... When I was in Lewiston, I kind of lost track of what I was doing and stuff and got stressed out and sidetracked, and I want this to be my first priority and really concentrate on it and give it my all, because I'm really passionate about what I'm going to be studying. I'm really excited for that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You won't need luck, but a little luck helps. Are you ringing?
I am.
Is there anything new coming into your life, or that you're bringing in?
Such as a new dog.
Such as a new dog.
You're getting a dog?
No, I'm not getting a dog. I'm just thinking of an example.
Well, I think anything new that you'd be doing, like if you're, you know, it is the new year, so starting a new exercise program, or, you know, wouldn't that work too?
Yeah.
Something
sure.
It's the beginning of pain and torture.
Anything new coming into your life?
There is.
That you're either bringing into your life or trying to bring in, or that is just coming in anyway?
It's coming in.
What?
Don't know, but I'm excited about it. That's the way I feel.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. There's new things happening. I don't know what they are yet, but they'll be here. I'm kind of, ooh. What's it going to be?
Okay. Have to keep us posted.
I will. You'll know as soon as I do.
I have all new things that happen, whether I think they're going to or not. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hang on.
Well, you have your sabbatical starting, and that's going to be a new
But that's kind of what I mean. I'm sure there will be new things, and I'm sure I haven't imagined what they will be yet, and sort of just hang on tight.
So while they're hanging on tight for the new things coming in, and considering the old things going out, let's talk back about endings again. There's that one big ending, and that's the subject of our next piece, our next Around Town. That big ending is death. Alex Thornburg went around town and asked people, how do you want to die?
How would you like to die?
How would I like to die? I have an exact way. Well, I've always kind of thought that I would die younger, just from some crazy, like, I don't know, rafting, like I would drown, or like I would fall off a mountain or something, and I'd be okay with dying that way. But then now I thought, if I ever got really old, I'd never want to die in a hospital. So when I get old, I think you probably just know that you're going to die, so I'll just go on a nice long little walk and they can come find the body sometime later. That's kind of how I want to go.
I would like to die quickly. So I know that maybe I would like to go to the top of the highest mountain that I could find and ski straight down it and just run into something. So it would be a really painless death. Maybe jump out of an airplane without a chute. But I know that I'll probably die of like emphysema or cancer, and it'll be really slow and painful. But I would like to die as quickly as possible. And my sleep would be good.
In a torrent of gunfire as I rob a bank.
How would I like to die? Peacefully. Would be nice. Preferably in my bed.
I would like to die in my sleep.
I would like to die on the mighty fjords of Sweden back in like the 11th century around there as a mighty Viking. I would like to have a huge, you know, felled deer put at my feet, and then I'd eat it and consume and make love to a beautiful Scandinavian woman, then go off to battle and kill thousands of men, and then die gloriously protecting my land. That's how I'd like to die.
I would like to die by jumping in front of Arnold Schwarzenegger and taking a bullet for him. And then I would die with pride.
For the Schwarzenegger?
Yeah. And then he would hold me and go, thank you, Thomas, and then that would be it.
If I was to plan how I would die, I'd want to die on Schweitzer, and I'd be snowboarding, and an avalanche would fall. So it wouldn't really be painful, but I'd die doing something that I really like to do.
You ready? I'm going to live forever, so I don't need to worry about how I'm going to die.
I'd want to die by skydiving and then remembering not to open my parachute.
How do you want to die?
Fast.
How do I want to die? I guess fast. I don't want to suffer.
How do I want to die?
And?
Well, I mean, doesn't everybody just want to die, like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute? Because it would be a thrill, and then the death would be nice and instantaneous. So, isn't that the best?
I'm going to go ahead and say that's a BS question, because who really wants to die?
Everybody's going to die.
Yeah, but...
So you can't get out of that part. So how?
And you can't choose how you want to die either.
I know. Want me to rephrase it and say,
yes.
What do you think is the best way to die?
Oh yes, that's a better question. I think the best way to die is
old and penniless and mean. Yeah. That'd be great. Actually, I would like to have a whole bunch of money and just squander it. While my family is just tortured for years, for decades. I have this fortune and waste it, and then on, like, when I spend my last dollar, it's the day I die, and when I turn 100.
100?
Spend my last dollar on my 100th birthday. And I just pass out. And die from pure spite.
Do you want to answer that question? How do you want to die?
How do I want to die?
In my sleep.
I always thought like this is awful, but like a plane crash or something, just because like you never get to experience it. I don't know, and just like that rush of, I don't know.
See, you're with me.
Like I'd like to die like in a more tragic way than just in my sleep, I guess.
So my sister-in-law, her great-great-grandmother died on her 100th birthday, and I'm not making this up, it was like within the last year, and she died within about 5 minutes of them singing happy birthday to her on her 100th birthday. This is true. And they pretty much are certain that there are photographs taken where they're like sitting around her wheelchair where she's dead, and they're just like happy birthday, grandma. And they just thought that she had, like, nodded off or was really still or something like that. And
that's
then
awful.
But she was really, really, really mean, and I know that she must have loved it. I mean, she absolutely she was the crankiest.
I was dead in my...
This is, like, her last spiteful act.
No, wait, hold on. I want something more interesting.
There's two here that need to get moved a little bit. I think this
carbon monoxide poisoning. Because he'd be asleep and not even know what happened.
I'd like to die by spontaneous combustion, very similar to the drummer in Spinal Tap.
How would I want to die? I always thought the most peaceful and best way to die would be drowning. Just with the water, and I don't know, I think that's one of the better ways to die, for it to like die in a fire or in a car crash. There's not a whole lot of pain or suffering, and other than, you know, an old peaceful death, then drowning.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you find the water, like, is it enveloping, comforting, kind of?
Mainly, I say this is, when I was younger, we had a member of the community out at Spring Valley who was swimming late at night, and he was drunk, and he ended up drowning, and I remember people saying that that's, you know, one of the best ways to die and stuff, so I guess it's always just stuck with me that that's a good way to go.
I don't know how I'd want to die, preferably not drowning.
Death, love, politics, lots of big things, and we're not afraid to ask anything. So next up, let's go to love. With Around Town, how many times have you been in love?
How many times have you been in love?
Oh, many. Gosh.
I'd have to count. I'd have to start counting on my fingers. Lots and lots of times. Do you really want a number? No. No.
How many times have you been in love?
How many times have I been in love? Gee. You see, I look at love in a more of a subjective way, so I fall in love with animals all the time. Does that count? I think it should. So, therefore, I don't like to put a quantity to something so subjective.
Fair enough. Have you found running for office?
Can I dodge the question so well? Well, I can't say that I didn't consider that.
Let's see, if we're going to say love as in love, lust, love type, I'm going to have to count. 20. I'd say 5.
What is the best or worst Valentine's Day present?
Ooh, a candy card. A candy card's the best when you write out a card with candy bars. So you can say, you are my sweet tart, and you're such a big hunk.
Oh, except for big hunks are gross.
It's a bit cheesy.
Yeah, but Valentine's Day is cheesy. Why should America or corporations tell me when I can celebrate my love?
True. What about you?
Oh my gosh, I just had... My roommate was actually telling me a story about how some of her friends got married a while ago and, like, they were celebrating their 5-year anniversary on Valentine's Day, and he didn't tell her, and she ended up... She had a tattoo lock on her, so I can't remember where she said it was, but... And he surprised her and got a key, and she loved it. That's like, and they're definitely the type of people that, like, this wasn't, like, a cheese ball or, like, you know, it actually was, like, very, you know, meaningful for them. So I think something where, like, you can... Where it's, like, completely personal if you're going to be cheesy about it, assuming you have a boyfriend to give something to.
I've never gotten a Valentine's before. Have you given
any?
Just Valentine's card. But for my boyfriend, I'm going to make him brownies and shape them into hearts.
Cute.
And then I made my own Valentine's card.
Aww. What does it say?
Well, we've only been together for like 3 weeks, so it's just really like cute.
Okay, I think the best gift is flowers, because if they know what kind of flowers you like, you just enjoy them for as long as possible, and they're pretty, and they're sweet. And
do simple. You, like, dry them and hairspray them and put them upside down?
I don't hairspray them, but if it's lavender, I dry them because I love lavender. The worst gift is an exercise video, and I know somebody who got one.
Is that like a celebration?
Someone who needs to die.
Oh, wow. That is harsh.
Flowers are cool as long as they don't just get you the typical, like, I don't want your Valentine's Day special bouquet, you know, like, you know, I want some thought into it. I was like, give me one random flower as opposed to, like, a dozen roses.
What is the best or worst Valentine's Day present?
I don't know, that's one of those things you gotta think about, because I always want to go to evil, you know, practical joke stuff.
You know what my favorite
I once had a person give me one red rose, one white rose, and then wrote this little thing that said, the red is for passion, the white is for truth, what else do we need in life? Truth and passion.
Nice.
Oh, isn't that great?
See, that's cool,
that's
though.
That's clever.
That's actually
she was
really
an
cool.
idiot, though. Who could maybe write a good line or two? Whatever. Full of
Okay, we've covered a couple of big ones, death, love. Let's do politics next. This around town comes from prior to the primary elections, presidential elections, and Molly Stoddard went around town and asked people what they thought about Hillary Clinton.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I think she's a wonderful, powerful woman. I think she would be a great leader. I think that one of the problems that we have, and this is very unfortunate in this country, is that I'm not positive that a woman could be elected at this point. I think that the political good old boy system is still pretty much entrenched.
Thank you.
No problem.
You guys go ahead.
I'll say I'm not a fan.
What do you guys think about Hillary Clinton?
Not a fan. Definitely not a fan.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think she's kind of crazy and power hungry. Absolutely crazy and power hungry, actually.
I don't know, though.
She's just nuts. And I guess there was some guy that's worked for the Clintons for all these years, forever and ever, spoke out against her and said, no, don't vote for her for president or we're all going to be screwed. So be careful if you do.
What do you think?
I don't know if I agree with her, but I think because of her husband, she's has bad publicity, and I don't know. I almost think, though, she will have sort of a fair vote, though, because a lot of people are voting for her because of Democrat, and I don't know. I'd rather go for Barack Obama, but I don't know how far that will go, so.
Yeah.
But I'm voting for him, definitely, so.
You're more comfortable with Barack?
Yeah, because I've read his books, and I'm following. I mean, he does have a few issues that are sort of, I don't know, he's back and forth on a few things, and some people don't believe him, but for the gist of it, I'm going for him, just because I don't know, I think he's a more fair vote, instead of Hillary Clinton, definitely.
Great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
I know. What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I very much enjoy Hillary Clinton. She makes my heart peep.
Do you think she is going to be a good candidate for President of the United States?
Oh, I think she'd be a marvelous candidate. And even better, I think she'd be a marvelous president.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think of Hillary Clinton as a candidate for the President of the United States?
I'm actually kind of mixed on her. I actually liked her more back as a first lady when she was trying to do the health campaign. And when that failed out, I mean, there's a lot of money against it, so it's not really something she could have succeeded at anyway with the amount of money thrown against it. But now she's actually one of the highest paid, like she takes the most money from healthcare lobbyists, so that worries me a little bit. Unfortunately, I still like her in a lot of ways. I just don't think she's going to win because the image she has of being a bitch. Can I say that on the air? I don't know. Which is unfair to her because it's a pretty well-taken thing. If you're a woman, if you're a man and you're in charge, you're considered confident and take charge, and it's a good thing. If you're a woman in that same position, you don't get the respect of being confident and in charge. You just come off as a bitch, which is everyone's main criticism, or is that she's just unfriendly and just uptight, when it's completely, like, unnecessary to say that and just completely ignorant in some ways.
It has nothing to do with her experience or...
No, she's really well qualified. Some of the things she tried to push through as first lady were amazingly insightful. And just because she was first lady campaigning, people would criticize her for taking over charge or just being the first lady and trying to do things that were out of her bounds. But in modern politics, it's pretty common to see the first lady do actions that are more in line with what the president does or campaign for her own separate issues. It's not common nowadays. So I think she would be a good candidate. I'm just a little worried about the amount of special money, like lobbyist money she's taking in. So
you're not sure if you'll be voting for her then?
Not totally. I'm actually a little more on the Kucinich camp myself, even though I think his chances of winning are much lower.
On who? I'm sorry.
Kucinich.
Okay. So. Thank you.
No problem.
So, what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I'm against her political views. I think she's a little too socialist. We live in a capitalistic country. She's also too much for a socialist democracy. America's a republic. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution states that the Union and all states within the Union are a republic, and I think that she needs to value some of the more traditional principles as opposed to her progressive viewpoints.
What do you think of Hillary Clinton?
I don't think she's sincere in her policies. She's very fake.
Do you have any examples or a candidate?
Well, she always speaks to what the many people want to say, you know, try to connect herself to the people that probably she's not really connected. She changed her policies all the time, and so I don't trust her.
Is there a candidate you trust more?
Yes. From which side?
Either side, whatever you prefer.
Well, I don't know right now.
You don't know?
I have to wait until maybe that day,
okay.
The election day.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think she has some great ideas, and I think she would do a wonderful job as president of the United States.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think that she shouldn't be president because she's a woman.
Is there any other reason, or is that the main?
That's pretty much it. I think that other nations aren't going to take it serious with a woman president, especially cultures that don't let women be in power, like Arab nations.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I feel like she's incompetent.
Really?
Yeah, she let her husband cheat on her and she stayed with him.
Is there a candidate you like better?
I like Obama.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What about you?
I really haven't considered the options, but generally I think I like Hillary Clinton. I liked her husband when he was in office, and she seems to have some of the same ideas. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
What do you think of Hillary Clinton as a presidential candidate?
I have several different views about it. One, well, my overview is I'm scared. If she decides to become, or if people elect her, that she will become president, it really scares me. But not for the reasons that a lot of people think. Well, first of all, people might say, I don't need a woman president in the United States. It's not a gender issue with me. I would look to history of female leaders of countries like Golda Meir in Israel, like Margaret Thatcher in England, and Indira Gandhi in India, and this lady who's just gone into Pakistan to try to lead the country. It isn't a matter of female or male abilities. Well, some people may feel that way, but I don't. I think Hillary Clinton's problems lie in her deception. I don't think that she is an honest person. I think she is highly aggressive, she wants to be president, and she will do anything that she can, even distort the truth, to be president. I'm also concerned about her ability to handle military affairs. Now, Barack Obama doesn't have experience in it either. And some of the others that are running for president don't have the experience in it either. But the old adage, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. And I think she has a little knowledge from her relationship in being first lady. Mm-hmm. I have some very concerns. I would like to see a female run this country, but not Hillary Clinton. I don't trust her. I don't think that she has the interest of the people of the United States campaign or even in her mind. She was supposed to have done a health insurance plan when she was with Bill. And then all of a sudden that blew apart. She couldn't pull that one together. Now she's talking about doing it again, and she's been accused of socialized medicine, which her plan looks somewhat like. Do we need socialized medicine in this country? I'm not going to say yes or no. Some countries have made that work. Can this country make it work? I don't know that. But for her, what she does is she runs around and drops little bombs and then runs away from them instead of facing up to the issues and deal with them. And whoever's going to be president, to me, whether it's male, female, Republican, Democrat, independent, better be able to face up to the issues they have to deal with and then communicate to the American public. And that's another problem I have with Hillary. I don't think she is a very good communicator. She is programmed by PR people to say and do certain things, even to the point where her laughter and her sense of humor has been programmed. There is a New York Times article on that that has dissected her laughter as cackling and other things, where she laughs at inappropriate times. So her approach is not sincere, and that's where I have a problem. I also have a problem with George Bush. Now, you need to understand, I am neither Republican nor Democrat. I have a problem with George Bush, but the one problem I don't have with George Bush is his lack of sincerity. I think he is a sincere man. He may be misguided in his sincerity, but he is sincere. And I have a great deal. I'll tell you who I'd like to see president of the United States is Laura Bush. Because she has a head on her shoulders, she's bright. She has stayed away until, 2 days ago? from any comments politically one way or another. She has a great sense of humor. At the White House dinner, she took apart her husband at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in 2004. Anybody wants to see that, you just go on YouTube and you search for Laura Bush and take a look at what she's done. It's a great speech. And she was a teacher, so she can probably talk to people. I think she's an honest woman and a sincere person, and I think she has the knowledge, but I think she also knows that if I don't know something and I'm not good at something, I know who's better and I'll get those people to do it. And I don't think Hillary has that mindset. I think it's, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. In Hillary, there's too much I and not enough you. Mm-hmm. That's what bothers me.
Great. Thanks.
Is that
it? Yep.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I really like Hillary Clinton. I think that it'd be nice to have a woman president for once also. I like her views, and I think that she'd make a good president.
Great. Thank you.
I think she's a very influential, powerful woman. And I think she would do a great job at being president. I don't personally believe she's going to be elected, because I think there are more ignorant people out there than intelligent people. And I don't think it's her time, but I don't think she should give up either, because I think she could change the nation and do good for all the people, especially minorities. So I think overall the irony of the situation is that the nation needs her more now than ever to be president, but the nation is not yet ready to have her president.
This is Yin Radio, and our theme today is Around Town. All our segments come from people around town. We've hit the big topics. We just did some politics from before the primary election, the last presidential primary election. We hit love. And before that, of course, death. What else can we do that's really hardcore? Food. Next up, comfort food.
What's comfort food?
Macaroni and cheese. Tuna mac. It smells like tuna.
Chocolate. Hot chocolate.
Sour gummy worms.
Sour gummy worms. That was different.
From Winco.
What's your favorite comfort food?
The winners include
hot dogs, rice, and chili with cheddar cheese on top. So you make some rice in a rice cooker. And you take some hot dogs and you throw it into one can of chili. And you can add a little bit of water or a little bit of salsa to spice it up a bit. And you cook it all together until the hot dogs are cooked. Then you put a layer of rice on your plate and a hot dog. And you pour chili on top of it. And then you grate a ton of cheddar cheese on top of that. And then I like to cut up my little hot dog into little slices and then mix it all together. And this is a meal that I used to eat at my father's house every other weekend when I went there. And we had it every Friday.
Comfort foods. I guess I think of warm, like soups or chilies or stews, something that my mother would make.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, I'll never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
The question is, what's comfort food for you?
Oh, comfort food. Can I have this thing unclipped from my ass? I like pumpkin pie. I like the Thanksgiving meal. And I really like cereal. Anything really with milk in it, I like.
Comfort food?
Comfort food for me is food that my husband makes for me. Because it's just, I know how much effort he's put into it, and it's all about love.
And what kind of food is it?
Egyptian food. Egyptian food is probably my comfort food.
What is Egyptian food like?
It
yogurt.
Has a lot of different...
Lemon.
Lemon and yogurt.
Cumin. Some curry. Rice. Mashi, which is grape leaves with seasoned rice inside. Kosheri. I don't know. It's just always food that you feel completely satisfied after eating.
Mm. Favorite food?
Apples with almond butter.
Mmm, good one.
That's a good one.
Comfort food?
Double chocolate, of course. Yeah, what else? I'm old.
I think just a cup of coffee.
Good one. That's not food.
I would imagine, you know, soups and stews and decent breads, garlic potatoes and cookies. Lots and lots of cookies.
What are comfort foods for you?
Ooh, chicken pot pie and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Korean food. That's it.
She's all, no.
My favorite comfort food? Ooh, I don't know. Probably everything, yeah, definitely. I really like manicotti and just any kind of Italian food with a lot of cheese and pasta.
Oh, man. Chocolate, of course. I also like pierogies. I don't know if you know what they are, but they're like, they're like a pasta that's filled with like mashed potatoes, kind of. They're really good. You can get them at Winco. And I like to fry them. They're really good fried. Let's see, what else do I like? Does it have to be a food? Okay. I like, tea and, apple cider.
Mm. No, separate.
I'll have them instead of like chocolate, or because I know I shouldn't have chocolate all the time. But yeah, chocolate. I have a gumball machine at my apartment, and we filled it with M&Ms last week, and it's like almost gone because we eat a lot of chocolate.
And that was Around Town Food. Let's go around town and talk about the concept of nice. And are you nice?
Are you a nice person? Of course I'm a nice person.
Do you think other people would say you're a nice person?
No, I don't think anybody else. I wouldn't want them to say that I'm a nice person. If somebody asked, what do you think about Christina? I wouldn't want them to say, she's nice. Or, she's nice. Any inflection you want to put in nice, I wouldn't want them to say that I'm nice. To me, nice means indifferent or just nothing. Doesn't mean anything. It's a non-word.
Do you consider yourself to be a nice person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think others would describe you as nice?
Some of them. Not everyone.
Is nice a good thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about that part.
Nice is a good thing, because it makes the world better. You know, on a day-to-day basis, you see people, and if everyone's nice, then fixes a lot of the problems that we have.
Do you think you're a nice person?
yes.
Do you think other people would describe you as nice?
Depends on the person and the situation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Well, like working here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure there are times when you were scheduling and stuff, when you had to do something that Elena told you to do, and you didn't really want to, but you kind of had to, and everybody was mad at you for it, you know. I mean, there's just situations, but
do you think it's valuable or important to be nice or not?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You always need to be nice to people.
Why?
Why? Because it's humanity. I think it's stupid not to be. I don't know. It seems like, why go through life angry or upset at people all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I figure I'd rather just be happy. And being nice kind of does that.
Do you consider yourself a nice person?
I do. Yeah. I think that I try to go out of my way to be nice. Well, not maybe out of my way, but it just is natural. I just always try to be nice, I think.
So, do you think other people would describe you as nice?
I would hope so. I think that no matter who you're dealing with, no matter what situation you're in, I think that it's a test of character if if you can be described as nice to, I mean, all different kinds of people. People yeah. that you wouldn't even remember coming in contact with. If somebody would describe you as nice, I think that that's a test of your true character.
So it sounds like you think being nice is important or valuable.
I think it's very valuable.
Do you think it's ever a detriment?
Yeah, I think so. I think I read this book called Gift of Fear. I don't know if I've told you about this. I think that in that book, it describes women thinking that, or a stereotype that women have, or a double standard, that if women are not nice, or if women are cold because of one, they don't feel comfortable, or a situation they're in, they come off as a bitch. And they use the term the ick factor, which is this feeling that women get when they don't feel comfortable, or they feel like they're in a situation that they are not safe, or, you know, whatnot. And it's like a sixth sense. It's a very important thing. And I think that that's, I think that you should trust your instincts, and in those cases, being not as warm or friendly can be very important. It's a survival tactic.
Do you consider yourself a nice person?
I think when I'm at work, I'm nice, but I wouldn't be as nice if I wasn't at work. I'm nice to people.
Do you think other people would describe you as nice?
No.
Really?
Not unless, well, when people get to know me, yeah, but before that, no.
Do you think that there's a benefit to being nice?
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think once you get to know me, I'm nice, but when people first meet me, not many people get a good first impression. Ever.
But do you want to be nice?
Sort of.
Sometimes.
I can. You're a wise man.
Yeah, I can be nice when I want to, but.
You can answer those questions too.
Yeah, I'm always nice.
And there we have it for niceness. Not everybody thinks being nice is a good thing. We're going to get toward the last segment of this Around Town Yin Radio Show. We're going to go around town and get ready for fall weather. I know it's coming on, but it's going to be a ways away. But we want to prepare ourselves mentally for that. Anna Maria Roque went around town and asked people about playing winter sports.
There were four of us burning up the night sky. Snowflakes falling like white feathers.
I've only been snowboarding once, and that was two winters ago. So we did the bunny hill, but I think for the first hour I couldn't really get out of the floor. I kept on falling on my ass over and over and over and over again. It really felt tougher on my self-esteem, more so than on my body, because it was so cold. And it was also late spring, so the snow was really crappy. Anyway, I think I made it down the bunny hill maybe 3-4 hours later. And I actually made it through the whole thing, and I was actually kind of kicking ass at it. So had I not been born in Brazil, where we don't have any snow, you know, maybe I'd have done this quite regularly. And the day after, I could feel exactly where I felt over and over again.
Do you do any winter sports?
Yes, I snowboard, actually.
Are you good?
I think I'm pretty good.
How long have you boarded?
Since sixth grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was your first experience?
It was pretty funny, actually. Me and my dad and my brother and sister, we totally taught ourselves. So we were just bombing down the slopes, falling all over the place, but it was fun.
Do you still go, like, every year?
Yeah, I live in Sandpoint, so I go to Schweitzer. I have a season pass, so... Cool.
Do you do any winter sports?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Sledding, snowboarding, skiing?
No. I'm not a big snow person.
Do you do any winter sports?
No.
I've never skied, snowboarded.
I have skied, but I don't.
How was it?
I don't like it.
Is it a cold or is it just...
Yeah, I just don't like cold.
Tell me about your first snowboarding experience.
Essentially, it was a lot of falling, a lot of hurting, and a lot of sliding down the hill, not on the board, maybe on my face.
When was this?
It was probably a good, like, 6 years ago now.
Are you pretty good now?
Yeah.
You go a lot?
I try to, but don't always get to go when I want to because it's expensive and far away.
Any other sports you've ever done?
For snow sports? Mm-hmm. Well, sledding, yeah, and tubing, but that doesn't really count. And, like, tying a tube behind a truck.
Do you play any winter sports?
No, I don't. I want to try snowboarding, but maybe
why do you want to try snowboarding?
It just looks fun.
You're not afraid of cold?
Oh, no.
No, not afraid of falling?
No, not at all.
How come you never tried it?
Maybe just because I never had anybody that does it until I got here and everybody's so into it.
Where are you from?
I'm from Oregon.
And there's no snowboarders in Oregon?
Well, not from where I grew up, no. No, nothing like that. Just all soccer, Latinos, so that's all we knew. That's all we did.
Have you ever tried any winter sports?
Yes.
What do you do?
Skiing.
Are you good?
No.
When's the last time you went?
Oh, probably 10 years ago.
Tell me about your first experience.
It was fun. I skied the first time in high school and had a great time. As you get older, knees get unhappy with skiing, so.
Do you ever want to try snowboarding?
Snowboarding did not exist when I was skiing, really, so.
Never too old to learn.
Yeah. Could be.
Have you ever tried any winter sports?
Yes.
What sport?
Downhill skiing, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing.
Do you still do them?
No.
Why not?
Spitters.
When's the last time you went?
4 or 5 years ago.
Can you tell me your funniest experience? What you loved about it?
What I loved about it? Mm-hmm. Probably what I hated about it.
That works too.
When I was in high school, I lived on the East Coast, and all the snow there is awful. And so my first trip up to a huge mountain at Sugarloaf, I had the bindings, that you know, those really long skis with the bindings, and I was at the very top of the mountain. I'd never been on a gondola before, and I lost my ski
no.
at the top of the mountain.
Oh.
That was one bad.
Did you get your ski back?
No.
Do you do any winter sports?
I do. I downhill ski and cross-country ski.
Do you still do it?
I do. I like to sled with my kids, too. Does that count?
That's a sport.
All right.
When's the last time you went?
Last winter. As you know, I went sledding with my kids 2 days ago.
How was that?
It was really fun, but we got really wet.
Well, that will
and
happen.
Freezing, so, yeah.
You do any winter sports?
Yes.
What do you do?
Snowboarding.
How long have you been snowboarding?
5 years.
Are you good?
I wouldn't say good, but...
Do you do jumps?
Yeah, I try, but I don't land any.
Can you do toe turns?
Yeah.
Tell me your funniest story.
Probably when I ripped my pants snowboarding, like up the seam of your butt. And,
no way.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I think I fell. I'm not quite sure. Someone pointed it out to me like probably 4 hours later in the lodge. It
you
was
didn't
really
feel
bad.
The air coming in?
No. Well, I thought it was a little cold and a little drafty, but I just thought that was like the wind. But it was really bad because it looked like snow, and then some stranger pointed it out to me. But yeah, slightly embarrassing, but I guess it happens. I don't know.
Do you do any winter sports?
No, not really.
Not at all?
I just mostly sit in the lodge and wait for my boyfriend to come back.
Yeah. Have you ever tried it?
No, I don't really like the snow. It's really cold.
Yeah. Do you do any winter sports?
No, I don't.
None whatsoever?
No.
Ever tried?
No, I haven't. Simply just due to money. I haven't had money to go skiing or any of that kind of thing.
Skiing,
snowboarding, snowshoeing.
How about sledding?
Occasionally, yes. Yes, yes.
That can be a sport.
Yeah.
It's a physical exercise.
It is a physical exercise. I would categorize that sport not as a sport, but just as fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's a winter activity.
Yes.
How about snowball fights?
Yes.
Are we kind of too old for that?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. It is a community building exercise occasionally.
Like it.
And that wraps up our Yin Radio show on Around Town segments. That was a collection of segments where we went around town over the past 3 years here at Yin Radio. We are getting near the end of our first 3 years being on the air, and we're so glad you joined us for this show and others. We're going to wrap up today's show with a song called Floodplain. It's by No Really, and the album is Rust.
Yesterday was a party, today it ends. This is a city that breaks but never bends. Crying in the street, get used to the sound. Not enough for anything to go around. I'm sorry, Mama, I'm sorry. We're trying, we're trying. There's someone coming tomorrow. The water's still rising, though the rain's not coming down. No one's just add water and the houses turn to dust. I'm sorry, Mama, I'm sorry. We're trying, we're trying.
Thanks for joining me for this Yin Radio show. You can listen to past shows, or you can podcast this show, or even sign up for our electronic newsletter at yinradio.org. You can drop us a line at yinradio@vpfound.org. That's yinradio@vpfound.org. Yin Radio is produced at KRFP, Radio Free Moscow, in Moscow, Idaho. I am Sandy Billings, your executive producer and host. Opening music is by Piano Chocolat. Yin Radio is a production of VP Foundation, and thanks so much for joining me. Until next week.